Okay. So I didn't make up the title for this year. Olshan did, but it's quite humorous. But then no one knew what it was really about. If I were to make a title, it would be What We Can Learn from Non-Jews Learning Torah, which is not as exciting as Do You Really Get the Death Penalty for Learning Torah? What does a non-Jew learning Torah have to do with us? So first of all, the theme of the day is Talmud Torah, and it's related to Talmud Torah. It was the first thing that came into my head when they said, pick a topic related to Talmud Torah. Why that was the case, we could discuss another time. But also, as Rav Olshan said, a lot of times you could learn from the extremes. So we can learn about our relationship with Talmud Torah from the extreme of the relationship of the non-Jews with the Torah. So the Gemara in Sanhedrin, on the first source, on the sheet says, it's double-sided for those of you that are on the wrong side. V'amar Rabbi Yochanan, Nachri she'osek b'Torah chayev misa. If a non-Jew learns Torah, he gets put to death. Shana Amar, as the Torah said, that Aleph shouldn't be there. Torah tziva lanu Moshe morasha. Lanu morasha v'lo lahem. It's an inheritance to us, only for us. It's our heritage, but it's not a heritage for the non-Jews. And therefore, they're put to death. Well, pretty extreme. Have to figure out how we get from it's not for them, and therefore they get put to death if they actually do it. So Gemara asks, V'lech v'gabe sheva mitzvos. We know that non-Jews have the seven mitzvos b'nei Noah. So how come we don't have, one of them isn't, that they're not allowed to learn Torah? They can't kill. They can't do gilui arayos. They can't steal. They can't eat iver menachai. And they can't, Why isn't one of the Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach that they can't learn Torah? So this answers the Gemara. Ma'adam or Morasha Migzal Kagazala. According to one opinion, it's actually stealing. They're stealing from us. And one of the Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach is Gzela. And Ma'adam or Morasa, the one that learns the Pasuk, has saying that we are married to the Torah. Dino Kinara Hamurasa de Beskila. Basically, by them learning Torah, it's basically like they are sleeping with an engaged woman, and therefore they are put to death with skila. So either way, it really is included in one of the Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach. Here's the problem, which many people ask me about. I'm not sure how so many people heard about the next Gemara. Someone must have tipped them off. Meisve, hi Rabbi Meir Omer. Rabbi Meir used to say, Minayin she'afilu nachri v'osek b'torah shehu k'kohen gadol. How do we know that the non-Jew is learning Torah, he's like a kohen gadol? So anyone could learn Torah, and they get reward for it. So how can you tell me that if a non-Jew learns Torah, he's going to get put to death, and then have another Gemara that tells me that a non-Jew that learns Torah is a Kohen Gadol? Those are extreme opposites. Why does the Gemara always do that? So answers the Gemara. Answers the Gemara, Hasam Mesheva Mitzvos did who? No. When is a non-Jew who learns Torah get reward that he's like a Kohen Gadol? That's when he learns the Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noah, that he's commanded in. So he's commanded to keep seven mitzvos, so those mitzvos he has to learn about. But if he learns any other Torah, he gets put to death. Okay, so now we're clear. Non-Jew wants to learn about the Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach, great, he's like a Kohen Gadol. He wants to learn anything else, he gets put to death. By the way, do you think we put him to death? No, we don't put him to death. Okay, the Chronim explain that it's Misa B'dei Shamayim. He deserves death from Hashem. So we'll let Hashem take care of that. If you see a non-Jew learning Torah, you can't go over and kill him. Nowadays, we wouldn't recommend doing that anyway, Mishum Eva, because they would be upset at you if you start killing non-Jews for a variety of reasons. But, so that's why you shouldn't do it. But either way, Hashem will punish him for learning Torah. So that's one prohibition. Non-Jew is not allowed to learn Torah. If he does, he gets put to death. There's another prohibition. And the Gemara in Chagiga says, V'amar Rabbi Ami, in source number two, Ein mosrin divrei Torah l'nachri. Not only is a non-Jew not allowed to learn Torah, but you can't teach a non-Jew Torah either. Why? Shana Amar, Halo asa kein l'chol goy, mishpatim ba yada'um haluyah. Certain say hello, it should say lo asa kein l'chol goyim shratim ba yida'um. That it's not for the non-Jews, it's only for the Jews. So you're not allowed to teach Torah to a non-Jew. I had this one time when I was working in my father's office in the summer, and I got into the elevator, and a lady in the elevator said, hey, what are those strings that are coming out of your shirt, pants? So I said there, tzitzis. And she said, why do you wear tzitzis? And I was about to answer, and then I said, wait a second, I'm probably not allowed to teach her any Torah. So I said, because God said to. And apparently that was the right answer. So you have to be careful about such things, not to teach Torah to non-Jews. So we have two issues. We have non-Jews aren't allowed to learn Torah, and you're not allowed to teach Torah to non-Jews either. So what we're going to discuss today, based on those two isurim, a couple of issues in the short time that we have. One is the most obvious question, which is, why? Okay, why is a non-Jew not allowed to, why is it so bad, a non-Jew learning Torah, that he'd be put to death? So why is a non-Jew not allowed to learn Torah? And then in terms of the second isur of not teaching a non-Jew Torah, so we run into two issues. Does anybody have any ideas of when we might have a practical issue with not being allowed to teach a non-Jew Torah? When might you find yourself teaching a non-Jew Torah? Or not you, but someone else. Yeah.
When you teach a ger.
Okay, so how do you teach a potential convert any halachas? They can't convert to Judaism without knowing anything. That would be disastrous for them, because then all of a sudden they're Jewish and then they have to start keeping all the halachas. So how do you teach them the halachas if you're not allowed to teach them Torah? Isn't it a catch-22? That's one time it comes up. And when else might it come up for someone? Yeah?
Maybe if you're getting a haircut.
Okay, you want to tell them
you can't
that, you know, this is the way that you have to do it. Am I teaching them Torah when I tell them practical halacha that relates to me? When might it come up for, let's say, Rabbi Atfeld? No? Yeah?
He has to tell us off, does that...
More broad. Yeah. Hey, let's say you're giving a class, you're giving a shiur, and there's a non-Jew in the audience. So you're not allowed to give the shiur now because there's a non-Jew in the audience? Yeah, I only said that because last week he gave a thing in Tel Aviv University and there was a non-Jew there. It was about Jewish medical ethics and there was a non-Jew there. Who knows? But either way, is that an issue that I'm giving a shiur? I'm giving this shiur about why we can learn what we can learn from non-Jews learning Torah, and all of a sudden a non-Jew walks in and sits down. So first of all, obviously I would change the topic of the shiur, because it would be awkward to talk about putting a non-Jew to death if there's a non-Jew in the room. But also, would I have to stop teaching Torah and start talking about something else entirely just because a non-Jew decided to show up? Yeah.
What's the extent of what's considered Torah in this?
How deep does it go? I don't know. It's, you know, that's another question that we need to address. But it seems from the Gemara that it's a moser in divrei Torah lenachru. It seems to be anything that you would include in Torah. So any psukim. Well, we'll have to see what's included in it. Also, Torah Shabbosav, Torah Shabbopet. Either way, those are the three issues that we're going to discuss, and then hopefully we'll make sure to leave time to discuss how this relates to us practically as well. So why is it aser? We're not going to read the source number 3 because of our limited time. But just so you're aware, Tosos's question that he asks in source number 3 is, why do you need to tell me that I'm not allowed to teach a non-Jew Torah? Shouldn't it be obvious that I'm not allowed to teach a non-Jew Torah because? Why? No? Why? If they can't learn Torah, then I can't teach them Torah. Why? Because Lifnei Iver, because there's an Aveira of Lifnei Iver. I can't place this stumbling block in front of a blind person. I can't cause someone else to do an Aveira. So if a non-Jew is not allowed to learn Torah, how can I teach him Torah? By definition, I'm causing him to learn Torah. So Tosfos asks that question and gives an answer that we're not going to discuss now, but it's interesting in case anyone would have thought about it if I wasn't rushing you. So now, why is it aser? So the Me'iri, in source number 4, says, towards the end of the Me'iri, he says... not towards the end of the Me'iri. The first part, Chein Adinim Asak B'Torah Shelo L'Kavanas Kiyum Ikar Mitzvoseha. If he's learning Torah not because he wants to keep the mitzvos. El Shelibo Chafetz Leirid Li'Adiyas Torasenu V'Talmudenu. This non-Jew wants to understand the Torah. Roy Le'Anish. He should be punished. V'Nei Shebnei Adam Svurim Alav Shehum Yishalanu. Mitoch Sheroon Osa Yodea. V'Yavo'olitos Achra. Because people are going to think that if he's learning Torah and he's knowledgeable in Torah, then he must be a... Jew! If he's learning Torah, he must be a Jew. And then they're going to start following him. And they're going to start following in his ways. And then they're going to start not keeping halacha and following whatever this guy says. And that's a problem. We don't want that to happen. So the Me'iri says, the reason that he's punished, that he's not allowed to learn Torah, a non-Jew, is because if he learns Torah, everyone's going to think he's Jewish. And they're going to start following him. If they follow him, it's going to lead to bad things for those people. So that's why he's punished for learning Torah. Not because... Etzem, there's anything unique about the Torah and the relationship of Torah to Jews versus non-Jews. No, just practically, we don't want people getting mixed up and thinking that non-Jews are really Jews. So that's what Meiri says. It's a practical prohibition.
So wouldn't it be only one who's teaching the non-Jew?
But him learning on his own also. We don't want him to learn on his own because he's setting us up for disaster. Yeah?
If he's still getting material, could he's still taking it in the right way.
So we're going to see why it is, what his kavana is. The Meiri will say that if his kavana is different, so then it will override the dangers. But we'll get to that after. Yeah, we'll get to the Gerim soon. Yeah.
If he does it in private, then no one knows.
So then I guess theoretically you're right. According to the Meiri, according to the Meiri's reason, then if he's doing it in private, there should be no concern. Yeah.
The prohibition also includes people who are learning more intellectual.
We're gonna get to that momentarily. Also, good question. So, recording's far away from you. You're lucky. And I won't call out your name. So, source number 5, the Zohar gives a different reason, and since it's a Zohar, you could guess that there's going to be some more mystical reason involved that we probably won't understand. But the Zohar in source number 5 says, Asur la'odue lehu mili do'oraisa. You're not allowed to tell a non-Jew any divrei Torah. Begin do'oraisa, because the Torah, kula shma dekut shabrichu. The entire Torah is the name of Hashem. B'chol os do'oraisa miskashra b'shmei dekut shabrichu. And every word in the Torah is somehow connected to the name of Hashem. And only Jews are allowed to connect to the name of Hashem, and not non-Jews. So I won't claim to understand what it means. It's more of a mystical explanation as to why non-Jews are prohibited from learning Torah. So we have opposite extremes right now. We have the Meiri, who says it's very practical. And we have the Zohar, who's saying some mystical, because every word of the Torah is somehow connected to the name of Hashem, and only Jews are allowed to connect to the name of Hashem, and not non-Jews. Okay, Sridei Eish is more similar to the Meiri in source number 6. The Sridei Eish says, Mikola Amar Nira, She'ikar ha'iser la'akum lomo Torah, Hu ha'chashash shelo yavo achakach litol ha'torim li'Yisrael, Hu ha'chish yisronam shel Yisrael bazeh. The concern is that they're going to take the Torah for themselves, and start making basically like their own religion, which that would never happen, right? That a religion would start based off of Judaism. But if that's the concern, that they're going to take the Torah, they're going to take the Torah for themselves and start weakening the koach of the Jews. V'zeu ha'mechubim divrei chazal. Shehi lahem me'einar maraso ke'esha sisho mitam gezel kavana achas yigzeilas ha'briz shakars Hashem imamo li'achto u'lafliyo mikol ha'umos. We are separate from everyone else. We are unique, as we're going to get to again at the end when I save time. That we are unique, we are special. And if a non-Jew tries to take the Torah and make it for themselves and start weakening the uniqueness of the Jewish people, so they're not allowed to do that, and they get punished for doing that. Yeah.
This is a lot made before the invent of Christianity.
Yeah, it was. Man. Sorry. Just pointing out, the Rav Itzel Lvov Lajner, it's not on the sheet, but Rav Itzel Lvov Lajner says that the reason non-Jews aren't allowed to learn Torah is because the non-Jews, if they learn Torah, they would treat it like the study of any other wisdom. And we believe that learning Torah is more than just any other intellectual pursuit. So if you take Torah and make it into just a study of wisdom, so you're basically, you know, messing up what Hashem's intention was for the Torah if you turn it just to an intellectual pursuit. And therefore, a non-Jew could learn Torah really, really well. They could become the greatest of Talmidei Chachamim, potentially, with their knowledge and their understanding of Torah, but they're missing out on something. And by them basically just taking the Torah and turning it into something that it's not, so that's, you know, even that in and of itself is the problem, by turning in Torah into something that it's not, and not realizing how it's supposed to bring us closer to a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Yeah? Yeah, yeah, I saw the video. It was pretty crazy.
Yeah,
yeah, pretty crazy.
That's like a big no-no.
Probably, yeah. Okay. Not the best. The last one, the last reason, is the Meshech Chachma in source number 7. The Meshech Chachma says, V'Hashem emrecha hayom, lishmor kol mitzosav, chashiv hamalos, shehibdil es Yisrael, beromim osam, Lishmar es mitzvosa, kamosha amru ben noach shashavas chayim misa, v'asr lishmar hashabbos shashkula kol ha-mitzvos, chayim ben noach shalom ha-torah chayim misa shashkula keneged kulam. We all know this, because we say it every morning, most of us, the Talmud Torah keneged kulam. Talmud Torah is equal to all mitzvos. And rak li-Yisrael nasan lishmar kol mitzvosav. Only Jews are allowed to keep all the mitzvos, not non-Jews. And by learning Torah and keeping Shabbos, which they also get put to death for, shir for another time, and the Shabbos is equal to Shkula Keneged Kol HaMitzvos. So by learning Torah, they're basically keeping all the mitzvos, which is something that we forbid them from doing. So to summarize the different reasons that we have, and if we have more time, we would go into how each reason basically affects practically what we could do. But we have the Meiri who says it's practically because basically he's going to trick people into thinking that he's Jewish. You know, there's also Shulchan Aruch where he's not, you're not allowed to sell tzitzis to a non-Jew. And that's the reason why. You can't sell tzitzis to a non-Jew because they're going to put on tzitzis and start pretending that they're a non-Jew and they're pretending that they're a Jew and they're going to end up killing a Jew. So even if we're not concerned that they're going to kill a Jew, still we don't want them to trick people into them being Jewish and start following in their ways. That's the Meiri. The Zohar says it's something metaphysical, spiritual about the name of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Sri Deish says because they're going to take Torah for themselves. Ritzel Velazhner says it's because they turn it into the study of a wisdom intellectual pursuit. Meshech Chachma says it's because only we're allowed to keep all the mitzvos. They're not allowed to keep all the mitzvos. Shlomo Zalman Orbach also says something related to a non-Jew has nothing to do with Kedusha. He's no shaykhis to Kedusha, so therefore he's not allowed to do that. So, in terms of the whether you're allowed to teach a non-Jew, who's coming to convert, so the Maharsha in source number 8 says, Pashut, in the second to last line. In the middle of the line, he says, Ve'ein lahak shows, don't ask, Im kein heyach lamdu Torah kodem shenisgayer. Story of Hillel, that everybody knows, of the guy who came to Hillel and said, convert me, amanas, that I will be a kohen gadol. Well, people don't know that one, but that's in the same Gemara about teach me all the Torah on one foot. But convert me, amanas, that I be a kohen gadol. And he converts him. Oh, how could he have taught him Torah before he converted him? Harina paragara misas de obe kochavim halome Torah chayev misa. Diye shlomar, hacha kemen shabala gayer shari lomo Torah. Oh, if you're coming with the intention of converting, then we're going to say it's okay. And the Meiri that we saw already says just that. The Meiri in source number 4 says that if his intention at the end, he says, the kol shekeinim chakiraso adas lavo atachas shlemas Torah seinu, if his intention is to get to the depths of the Torah atchayim ta'ena shlema yachtar yizgayar, that'll convert, the kol shekein rosa mekayim ikar mitzoseh lishma, to do the mitzos, so then for sure it's going to be okay if his intention is to convert, because it will be impossible otherwise, right? So everyone must agree to that, right? Of course not. Rabbi Akiva Eger in source number 9 says, no way. Rabbi Akiva Eger quotes the Maharsha, and he says at the last line of the first paragraph, no. He says somewhere in there that you're not allowed to teach them Torah before they convert. That's what Rabbi Akiva Eger says. So you can't teach them anything. But how do we know that we have to teach them something? Because part of Gerus is Kabbalah Sol Mitzvos, accepting upon yourself the yoke of mitzvos. How could you accept upon yourself to do mitzvos if you don't know mitzvos? That's impossible, right? That's like saying to someone, you know, answer yes to this question, and they say okay, and then you ask them whatever you want. That's ridiculous. So how can we do that to them? So Rabbi Akiva Eger says, no, they're not teaching them Torah, the things that you teach them beforehand. It's just part of the process. You have to tell them something. But that's not considered to be teaching them Torah. So, according to Rabbi Akiva Eger, it seems like you're not allowed to train at all before conversion. You just tell them certain aspects of Judaism. And then once they've converted, then you tell them more. That's Rabbi Akiva Eger, which seems to be extreme. But in the middle, we have, not on the sheet, the Shilta Giborim. The Shilta Giborim says you're allowed to teach Torah Shebichtav, but not Torah Shebal Peh. And they give a great explanation for where the Shilta Giborim comes from. And listen to this one, it's great. The Taz says, what is the bracha of la sok b'divrei Torah? Why do we say la sok b'divrei Torah and not lomo Torah? Why la sok b'divrei Torah? So the Taz says that asek of Torah is the masel matan, is the back and forth, the abaye and rava, the no, you're wrong, no, this is right. That's the back and forth. That's what asek is. And therefore, he explains that that's why the bracha of la sok b'divrei Torah is going on the Torah Shebal Peh. The back and forth of the learning. And that's, where do we see the language of Osek? in the first source that we had. Nachrisha Osek Batorah Chayav Misa. Only if he's Osek Batorah, if he's learning Torah Shebaal Peh, that back and forth, the real fighting, that's when he's Chayav Misa. But Torah Shebichtav would be okay. So that's why some say, even though you wouldn't be allowed to teach a potential convert the Torah Shebaal Peh, you would be able to teach him Torah Shebichtav. So in terms of that, a potential convert, we have the Marsha on one side, Hashad it's Mutter, Rabbi Kav Eger on the other side, no way. And the Shulta Giborim in the middle that people quote of Torah Shebichtav, you can teach, but Torah Shebaal Peh, you can't. One more point before we get to the punchline. So are you allowed to teach if they're around? So Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva about this because he had a woman who converted, but she wasn't really a convert. She converted by a reform rabbi, and it was not considered to be a good conversion. And then a guy is going home for Pesach, and that woman is going to be at the Seder. So what are you supposed to do? Are you allowed to talk about the Pesach at all? Or talk about the Seder? So he says, for sure, it's going to be mutter. Because the only time it's usser is if you're trying to teach it to the non-Jews. But if you're trying to teach Torah to Jews, or to teach to yourself, and Mamela, a non-Jew, learns, so then he says it's for sure going to be okay. And Rav Asher Weiss also has a tshuva about this. Rav Asher Weiss and Minchas Asher, side point. Okay? Rav Asher Weiss was asked the same question. As a teacher who wants to teach, because he found out that in his school they admitted a non-Jew into the school. So is he allowed to teach if there are non-Jews there? And he basically comes out the same thing. He says, based on a bunch of different issues, that it's going to be mutter. Sorry that I rushed just so we could be able to get to the punchline before my time is up. So, as we said, one of the brachas of Birchas HaTorah is Lasok B'Divrei Torah. What's the other bracha of Birchas HaTorah? Asher Bachar Banu Mikol HaAmim. V'Natan Lanu Es Torasel. Asher Bachar Banu. Why by Torah do we have this language of Asher Bachar Banu? He chose us. Why don't we say that by tzitzis? Asher Bachar Banu to wear tzitzis. Why only by Talmud Torah? So what many explain is because Talmud Torah is a uniqueness to this mitzvah that it was given to us and only us. So what we discussed before, there's a uniqueness in the relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Jewish people by the fact that he gave us Torah to learn. That's what Asher Bachar Banu is. And what's another bracha that we can use to fulfill Birchas HaTorah if you forgot to say Birchas HaTorah? Anybody? Ava Rabba. Why Ava Rabba? Ava Rabba Avtanu. Kadosh Baruch Hu, you love us so much. How do you express that love for us? By giving us the Torah. Torah is a special relationship between us and a Kadosh Baruch Hu. We have lots of ways of expressing our love for a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And doing mitzvot is an amazing way of expressing our love for a Kadosh Baruch Hu. But one of the ways, and the best way, that Hashem set out for us to express that relationship and that love that we have for Him is through the learning of Torah. And that's why we say Asher Bachar Banu, and that's why we say Abba Rabba, and that's why non-Jews aren't allowed to do it. Because, yeah, they are creations, and we should respect them. But we are unique, we are special, because Hashem chose us to give us the Torah. And if they try learning Torah, and try saying that they're special also, no, there's something wrong with that. Because we're the special ones, and that's another reason that we learn Torah. We learn Torah to show that unique relationship we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Rambam, when he discusses a love for Hashem, he says a love for Hashem should be like the love that you have for a woman. That it's an obsession, it's something, it's all you think about is Torah, all you think about is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what learning Torah is about. Learning Torah is about throwing yourself into the Torah and saying, I love you, Hashem. I love you. Thank you so much for giving me this Torah. I'm going to throw myself into it. It's all I'm going to think about. It's all I'm going to do so that I could show you that I love you. How do you show someone that you love them? By going above and beyond for them. You don't just do check, check, went to davening, check, learn Seder, check, put on tzitzis, check. No, you go above and beyond. You do extra things to show love that you have for someone. So it's the same thing here. Hashem gave us the Torah. He gave us all these opportunities that we have to be able to show Him how much we love, and we need to take advantage of those. And if the non-Jews want to do it also, that's a problem, because the Torah is only for us. We should take advantage of all the opportunities we have to show how much we love Him. 4:35 on the dot. Well done, Rabbi Rich. All right. Thanks for coming. Sorry I had to cut it down a little bit.